Welcome to The Print. This is Nutan Sharma. Today, I bring you my story, State Governments Are Getting Into UPSC Coaching Game. Not for business, but as a strategy. Private UPSC coaching centers are part of an estimated 3,000 crore industry in India, and many of the tutors are insanely popular among aspirants and have even become YouTube influencers. But the exorbitant fees deter poorer students from aspiring for the coveted UPSC spot. Now, more and more state governments are trying to get a say in it. West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, and Delhi are just some of the state governments that are running their own UPSC coaching centers, not as businesses, but as a strategy to diversify the pool of aspirants. It's advantage students too. Free classes and study material and teaching by serving IAS officers, and it seems to be working. 20-year-old Diksha Singh walks 2-3 kilometers from her house in Jewar's Rampur Bangar to reach the bus stop that will take her to the Noida UPSC Coaching Center, opened under the Mukhya Mantri Abhyodaya Yojana launched by Yogi Adityanath government in Uttar Pradesh in February 2021. My father is a farmer. Our family cannot afford private coachings for UPSC, said Diksha, a BCom student of Delhi University's School of Open Learning. Diksha has been taking classes at the center since August, using the time saved from dues distance learning mode to prepare for UPSC and join the coveted ranks of the Indian Civil Services. Today, more than 10 states in India are either running affordable UPSC coaching centers or offering merit-based scholarship to the underprivileged. All governments want to see more and more students from this state become civil servants and increase representation. This is why every state is now coming up with such schemes, said retired IAS officer T.R. Raghunandan. While Maharashtra began this in 1976 and Kerala in 1989, states like Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat, Rajasthan, and West Bengal have joined the trend in recent years. In May 2022, UP opened two centers with 500 students, one at Gautam Buddha Nagar University in Greater Noida and the other at IIMT in Noida. None of the students has given the UPSC yet, but 40 made it through the Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission examination last year. It's early days yet, but for aspirants like Diksha, the center offers a fighting chance in one of India's most competitive exams. Institutes like these are providing a much-needed competition to the huge and exorbitant private UPSC tuition industry that has dominated the market for years with centers such as Vision IAS, Drishti, Insight, etc. 5 days a week, about 200 students gather at the auditorium in Gautam Buddha Nagar University. With heavy bags slung over their shoulders, they walk on the red carpet spread out in the hall towards the blue and yellow sofa-like chairs. It's an imposing air-conditioned glass and wood structure with the digital boards, a different world from the schools and colleges they are used to. Sometimes it's like we are sitting in a cinema hall and attending some big shot event, said 20-year-old Ragini Kumari. The clean washrooms and drinking facilities are a draw. Studying in such comfortable areas with big windows makes us feel good. Like Diksha, Ragini submitted her application when she read about the centers on her college notice board and was thrilled when she was selected. Diksha, who goes to the IIMT center, wasn't sure how good the coaching would be. Because it's free, I thought it wouldn't be as good as private coaching classes. But once I started, I realized the government matches almost everything to private coaching. From air conditioner to sitting space, nothing feels compromised, she said. But for both students, it's the quality of teaching that stands out. They clear our doubts and answer every question, said Ragini, a political science honors student. Getting good teachers is a challenge because states cannot afford to pay the kind of salaries that private coaching centers do. Under the Abhyodaya Yojana, the UP government has rolled out free coaching centers in all 75 districts of the state. 70 of these centers are currently operational and hold physical classes, though a few offer hybrid models. The average student enrollment in each district center is around 50 to 100. Gautam Buddha Nagar District Magistrate Suhas Lalankare Yathiraj, who supervises both the Noida and Greater Noida centers in his jurisdiction, admits that they are trying to get more skilled teachers. A coaching is made great by its teacher. Information is easily available, but we tell students how to approach it. He said, for now, 20 instructors from over 100 submissions have been empaneled for the two centers. Instructors come from reputed institutions, said Dipanshu Singh, district coordinator, UP's Abhyodaya Yojana. The platform offers free coaching not just for UPSC but other competitive exams such as JEE and NEET as well. Rinku Singh has coached IAS aspirants at An Academy, Dhey IAS and other institutes. Now, she teaches at the IIMT Center and earns 2000 rupees for 1.5 hour. Private coaching institutes pay her as much as 5000 to 10000 for the same number of hours. Teaching at Abhyodaya gives a different kind of satisfaction. These kids also deserve a good teacher, a fair chance to run in this UPSC race. Rinku teaches history, art and culture. UP's Abhyodaya Yojana is perhaps the most ambitious state-run initiative in India, but it's not the first. Most states follow two type of models. One, where they provide free or subsidize coaching in government-run institutes, and in another, they sponsor the students' fees in a private institute. But it's the first model that appears to be making the most impact. In West Bengal, students are charged 500 rupees to 1000 a month for an approximately year-long course at the Satyendranath Tagore Civil Services Study Center in Kolkata. Launched in 2014 by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the fees covered hostel accommodation, coaching and study material. Most of the students come from rural area like Bakkali and Birbhum and could never afford private institutes that charge as much as 1.5 lakhs annually. Faculty include instructors from established coaching institutes such as Khan Study Group. We have an offline center in Kolkata where 200 students are enrolled, said Jitin Yadav, course director, SNTCSSC. There are 26 satellite centers in 22 districts across West Bengal where classes are held 5 days a week. Around 50 students are enrolled in each center. States that run their own centers, such as Maharashtra and West Bengal, conduct entrance examinations similar to the UPSC prelims. Uttar Pradesh does not, but has a set of basic criteria for admissions. Their priority is to get qualified teachers, improve infrastructure, and attract more students. Another model adopted by the state governments are scholarship and sponsorship schemes for students from poor and backward families. It's the route Delhi has taken under the Jai Bhim Mukhyamantri Pratibha Vikas Yojana, which sponsors students from SC, ST, and EWS category. Instead of running coaching centers, the scheme pays for the expenses of selected students so that they can enroll in top empaneled institutions such as KD Campus Private Limited and Sachdeva College Limited to prepare for entrance examinations. At the time of its rollout, the Delhi government partnered with 46 private coaching centers. But the Jai Bhim scheme is not without hiccups. Last year, students protested saying that they hadn't received 2,500 stipend. Many alleged that they had been asked to leave the coaching institutes they got a seat in because the government had not paid the dues. Rahul Tomar was skating when he was selected for sponsorship in 2021. But then after a few months, the coaching people said that they did not get the money from the government and our classes were stopped. Now I am studying through online videos, said Tomar, who did not want to name the coaching institute he was enrolled in. The print tried to contact the officer handling the scheme but did not receive any response till time of publishing the story. The government website has no new information regarding 2023 and 24. Serving officers that the print spoke to stressed on the need for more government-sponsored initiative to increase Bengal's representation in civil services. The coaching provided by the Maharashtra government has resulted in increased Marathi percentage in IAS, IPS, IRS and all other services. In recent batches, an average of 10% IAS officers come from Maharashtra, says IAS officer Archana Vankhede. Vankhede studied at Ambedkar Competitive Examination Center of Yashda in Pune, Maharashtra, which launched the State Institute for Administration in 1976 that today runs center in Kolhapur, Amravati and Aurangabad districts. Every year, private coaching institutes sell the faces of successful students to the lack of young men and women who dream of becoming IAS officer. The flaunt such success stories in huge hoarding along the street of Delhi's Karol Bagh and Mukherjee Nagar. Government-run coaching institutes don't market themselves so overtly but want to be part of this narrative. They just haven't jumped on the PR and advertisement bandwagon yet. The UP government promises students access to serving officers. Its initiative claims to have over 500 IAS, 450 IPS and 300 IPS officers besides subjects, according to a report in the Times of India. One of the best features of the scheme is that motivational lecture by serving officers and retired bureaucrats to guide aspirants. Recently, we also organized mock interview sessions with panelists, said District Coordinator Singh. The coaching industry can be as cutthroat as the examination itself. Students want to enroll in good institutes and often government-run coaching classes are not preferred choice. In Noida, DM Suhas wants to change that perception. We want results. Once the results start coming, the number of children will automatically start increasing, he said. That's all from today. For more such stories, please subscribe the Print's social media handles. Thank you so much.